25 Evil. The spiritual and divine world is purely good and absolutely luminous, but in the human world light and darkness, good and evil, exist as opposite conditions. 25.1 25 Evil. The spiritual and divine world is purely good and absolutely luminous, but in the human world light and darkness, good and evil, exist as opposite conditions. 25.1 And now, concerning thy question regarding the creation of man. Know thou that all men have been created in the nature made by God, the guardian, the self-subsisting. Unto each one hath been prescribed a preordained measure, as decreed in God's mighty and guarded tablets. All that which ye potentially possess can, however, be manifested only as a result of your own volition. Your own acts testify to this truth. Consider, for instance, that which hath been forbidden, in the Bayan, unto men. God hath in that book, and by his behest, decreed as lawful whatsoever he hath pleased to decree, and hath, through the power of his sovereign might, forbidden whatsoever he elected to forbid. To this testifieth the text of that book. Will ye not bear witness? Men, however, have wittingly broken his law. Is such a behavior to be attributed to God, or to their proper selves? Be fair in your judgment. Every good thing is of God, and every evil thing is from yourselves. 25.2 And now, concerning thy question regarding the creation of man. Know thou that all men have been created in the nature made by God, the guardian, the self-subsisting. Unto each one hath been prescribed a preordained measure, as decreed in God's mighty and guarded tablets. All that which ye potentially possess can, however, be manifested only as a result of your own volition. Your own acts testify to this truth. Consider, for instance, that which hath been forbidden, in the Bayan, unto men. God hath in that book, and by his behest, decreed as lawful whatsoever he hath pleased to decree, and hath, through the power of his sovereign might, forbidden whatsoever he elected to forbid. To this testifieth the text of that book. Will ye not bear witness? Men, however, have wittingly broken his law. Is such a behavior to be attributed to God, or to their proper selves? Be fair in your judgment. Every good thing is of God, and every evil thing is from yourselves. 25.2 Indeed, the actions of man himself breed a profusion of satanic power, for were men to abide by and observe the divine teachings, every trace of evil would be banished from the face of the earth. However, the widespread differences that exist among mankind and the prevalence of sedition, contention, conflict and the like are the primary factors which provoke the appearance of the satanic spirit. Yet the Holy Spirit hath ever shunned such matters. A world in which naught can be perceived save strife, quarrels and corruption is bound to become the seat of the throne, the very metropolis, of Satan. 25.3 Indeed, the actions of man himself breed a profusion of satanic power, for were men to abide by and observe the divine teachings, every trace of evil would be banished from the face of the earth. However, the widespread differences that exist among mankind and the prevalence of sedition, contention, conflict and the like are the primary factors which provoke the appearance of the satanic spirit. Yet the Holy Spirit hath ever shunned such matters. A world in which naught can be perceived save strife, quarrels and corruption is bound to become the seat of the throne, the very metropolis, of Satan. 25.3 The reality underlying this is that the evil spirit, Satan or whatever is interpreted as evil, refers to the lower nature of man. This basic nature is symbolized in various ways. In man there are two expressions, one is the expression of nature, the other the expression of the spiritual realm. The world of nature is defective. Look at it clearly, casting aside all superstition and imagination. God has never created an evil spirit. All such ideas and nomenclature are symbols expressing the mere human or earthly nature of man. It is an essential condition of the soil of earth that thorns, weeds and fruitless trees may grow from it. Relatively speaking, this is evil. It is simply the lower state and basic product of nature. 25.4 The reality underlying this is that the evil spirit, Satan or whatever is interpreted as evil, refers to the lower nature of man. This basic nature is symbolized in various ways. In man there are two expressions, one is the expression of nature, the other the expression of the spiritual realm. The world of nature is defective. Look at it clearly, casting aside all superstition and imagination. God has never created an evil spirit. All such ideas and nomenclature are symbols expressing the mere human or earthly nature of man. It is an essential condition of the soil of earth that thorns, weeds and fruitless trees may grow from it. Relatively speaking, this is evil. It is simply the lower state and basic product of nature. 25.4
Perhaps someone will say that, since the capacity and worthiness of men differ, therefore, the difference of capacity certainly causes the difference of characters. But this is not so, for capacity is of two kinds: natural capacity and acquired capacity. The first, which is the creation of God, is purely good, and in the creation of God there is no evil, but the acquired capacity has become the cause of the appearance of evil. For example, God has created all men in such a manner, and has given them such a constitution and such capacities, that they are benefited by sugar and honey, and harmed and destroyed by poison. This nature and constitution is innate, and God has given it equally to all mankind. But man begins little by little to accustom himself to poison, to taking a small quantity each day, and gradually increasing it, until he reaches such a point, that he cannot live without a gram of opium every day. The natural capacities are thus completely perverted. Observe how much the natural capacity and constitution can be changed, until by different habits and training they become entirely perverted. One does not criticize vicious people because of their innate capacities and nature, but rather for their acquired capacities and nature. In creation there is no evil, all is good. Certain qualities and natures innate in some men, and apparently blameworthy, are not so in reality. For example, from the beginning of his life you can see in a nursing child the signs of greed, of anger and of temper. Then, it may be said, good and evil are innate in the reality of man, and this is contrary to the pure goodness of nature and creation. The answer to this is that greed, which is to ask for something more, is a praiseworthy quality provided that it is used suitably. So if a man is greedy to acquire science and knowledge, or to become compassionate, generous and just, it is most praiseworthy. If he exercises his anger and wrath against the bloodthirsty tyrants who are like ferocious beasts, it is very praiseworthy. But if he does not use these qualities in a right way, they are blameworthy. Then it is evident that in creation and nature evil does not exist at all. But when the natural qualities of man are used in an unlawful way, they are blameworthy. So if a rich and generous person gives a sum of money to a poor man for his own necessities, and if the poor man spends that sum of money on unlawful things, that will be blameworthy. It is the same with all the natural qualities of man, which constitute the capital of life. If they be used and displayed in an unlawful way, they become blameworthy. Therefore, it is clear that creation is purely good. Consider that the worst of qualities and most odious of attributes, which is the foundation of all evil, is lying. No worse or more blameworthy quality than this can be imagined to exist. It is the destroyer of all human perfections, and the cause of innumerable vices. There is no worse characteristic than this. It is the foundation of all evils. Notwithstanding all this, if a doctor consoles a sick man by saying, "Thank God you are better, and there is hope of your recovery," though these words are contrary to the truth, yet they may become the consolation of the patient, and the turning point of the illness. This is not blameworthy. 25.5 Perhaps someone will say that, since the capacity and worthiness of men differ, therefore, the difference of capacity certainly causes the difference of characters. But this is not so, for capacity is of two kinds: natural capacity and acquired capacity. The first, which is the creation of God, is purely good. In the creation of God there is no evil, but the acquired capacity has become the cause of the appearance of evil. For example, God has created all men in such a manner, and has given them such a constitution and such capacities, that they are benefited by sugar and honey, and harmed and destroyed by poison. This nature and constitution is innate, and God has given it equally to all mankind. But man begins little by little to accustom himself to poison, to taking a small quantity each day, and gradually increasing it, until he reaches such a point that he cannot live without a gram of opium every day. The natural capacities are thus completely perverted. Observe how much the natural capacity and constitution can be changed, until by different habits and training they become entirely perverted. One does not criticize vicious people because of their innate capacities and nature, but rather for their acquired capacities and nature. In creation there is no evil, all is good. Certain qualities and natures innate in some men, and apparently blameworthy, are not so in reality. For example, from the beginning of his life you can see in a nursing child the signs of greed, of anger and of temper. Then, it may be said, good and evil are innate in the reality of man, and this is contrary to the pure goodness of nature and creation. The answer to this is that greed, which is to ask for something more, is a praiseworthy quality provided that it is used suitably. So if a man is greedy to acquire science and knowledge, or to become compassionate, generous and just, it is most praiseworthy. If he exercises his anger and wrath against the bloodthirsty tyrants who are like ferocious beasts, it is very praiseworthy. But if he does not use these qualities in a right way, they are blameworthy. Then it is evident that in creation and nature evil does not exist at all. But when the natural qualities of man are used in an unlawful way, they are blameworthy. So if a rich and generous person gives a sum of money to a poor man for his own necessities, and if the poor man spends that sum of money on unlawful things, that will be blameworthy. It is the same with all the natural qualities of man, which constitute the capital of life. If they be used and displayed in an unlawful way, they become blameworthy. Therefore, it is clear that creation is purely good. Consider that the worst of qualities and most odious of attributes, which is the foundation of all evil, is lying. No worse or more blameworthy quality than this can be imagined to exist. It is the destroyer of all human perfections, and the cause of innumerable vices. There is no worse characteristic than this. It is the foundation of all evils. Notwithstanding all this, if a doctor consoles a sick man by saying, "Thank God you are better, and there is hope of your recovery," though these words are contrary to the truth, yet they may become the consolation of the patient, and the turning point of the illness. This is not blameworthy. 25.5. Briefly, the intellectual realities, such as all the qualities and admirable perfections of man, are purely good, and exist. Evil is simply their non-existence. So ignorance is the want of knowledge, error is the want of guidance, forgetfulness is the want of memory, stupidity is the want of good sense. All these things have no real existence. In the same way, the sensible realities are absolutely good, and evil is due to their non-existence, that is to say, blindness is the want of sight, deafness is the want of hearing, poverty is the want of wealth, illness is the want of health, death is the want of life, and weakness is the want of strength. Nevertheless, a doubt occurs to the mind that is, scorpions and serpents are poisonous. Are they good or evil, for they are existing beings? Yes, a scorpion is evil in relation to man. A serpent is evil in relation to man, but in relation to themselves they are not evil, for their poison is their weapon, and by their sting they defend themselves. But as the elements of their poison do not agree with our elements, that is to say, as there is antagonism between these different elements, therefore this antagonism is evil, but in reality as regards themselves they are good. The epitome of this discourse is that it is possible that one thing in relation to another may be evil, and at the same time within the limits of its proper being it may not be evil. Then it is proved that there is no evil in existence. All that God created, he created good. This evil is nothingness, so death is the absence of life. When man no longer receives life, he dies. Darkness is the absence of light. When there is no light, there is darkness. Light is an existing thing, but darkness is non-existent. Wealth is an existing thing, but poverty is non-existing. Then it is evident that all evils return to non-existence. Good exists, evil is non-existent. 25.6. Briefly, the intellectual realities, such as all the qualities and admirable perfections of man, are purely good, and exist. Evil is simply their non-existence. So ignorance is the want of knowledge, error is the want of guidance, forgetfulness is the want of memory, stupidity is the want of good sense. All these things have no real existence. In the same way, the sensible realities are absolutely good, and evil is due to their non-existence, that is to say, blindness is the want of sight, deafness is the want of hearing, poverty is the want of wealth, illness is the want of health, death is the want of life, and weakness is the want of strength. Nevertheless, a doubt occurs to the mind that is, scorpions and serpents are poisonous. Are they good or evil, for they are existing beings? Yes, a scorpion is evil in relation to man, a serpent is evil in relation to man, but in relation to themselves they are not evil, for their poison is their weapon, and by their sting they defend themselves. But as the elements of their poison do not agree with our elements, that is to say, as there is antagonism between these different elements, therefore this antagonism is evil, but in reality as regards themselves they are good. The epitome of this discourse is that it is possible that one thing in relation to another may be evil, and at the same time within the limits of its proper being it may not be evil. Then it is proved that there is no evil in existence. All that God created, he created good. This evil is nothingness, so death is the absence of life. When man no longer receives life, he dies. Darkness is the absence of light. When there is no light, there is darkness. Light is an existing thing, but darkness is non-existent. Wealth is an existing thing, but poverty is non-existing. Then it is evident that all evils return to non-existence. Good exists, evil is non-existent. 25.6.
We must never take one sentence in the teachings and isolate it from the rest. We know absence of light is darkness, but no one would assert darkness was not a fact. It exists even though it is only the absence of something else. So evil exists too, and we cannot close our eyes to it, even though it is a negative existence. We must seek to supplant it by good, and if we see an evil person is not influenceable by us, then we should shun his company, for it is unhealthy. 25.7 We must never take one sentence in the teachings and isolate it from the rest. We know absence of light is darkness, but no one would assert darkness was not a fact. It exists even though it is only the absence of something else. So evil exists too, and we cannot close our eyes to it, even though it is a negative existence. We must seek to supplant it by good. And if we see an evil person is not influenceable by us, then we should shun his company, for it is unhealthy. 25.7 Evil is imperfection. Sin is the state of man in the world of the baser nature, for in nature exist defects such as injustice, tyranny, hatred, hostility, strife. These are characteristics of the lower plane of nature. These are the sins of the world. Through education we must free ourselves from these imperfections. The prophets of God have been sent, the holy books have been written, so that man may be made free. 25.8 Evil is imperfection. Sin is the state of man in the world of the baser nature, for in nature exist defects such as injustice, tyranny, hatred, hostility, strife. These are characteristics of the lower plane of nature. These are the sins of the world. Through education we must free ourselves from these imperfections. The prophets of God have been sent, the holy books have been written, so that man may be made free. 25.8 Man is said to be the greatest representative of God, and he is the book of creation because all the mysteries of beings exist in him. If he comes under the shadow of the true educator and is rightly trained, he becomes the essence of essences, the light of lights, the spirit of spirits. He becomes the center of the divine appearances, the source of spiritual qualities, the rising place of heavenly lights, and the receptacle of divine inspirations. If he is deprived of this education, he becomes the manifestation of satanic qualities, the sum of animal vices, and the source of all dark conditions. 25.9 Man is said to be the greatest representative of God, and he is the book of creation because all the mysteries of beings exist in him. If he comes under the shadow of the true educator and is rightly trained, he becomes the essence of essences, the light of lights, the spirit of spirits. He becomes the center of the divine appearances, the source of spiritual qualities, the rising place of heavenly lights, and the receptacle of divine inspirations. If he is deprived of this education, he becomes the manifestation of satanic qualities, the sum of animal vices, and the source of all dark conditions. 25.9